Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be, an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And today we are going to talk about the Korean drama, The Story of Park's Marriage Contract. Park Yeon-woo is a trailblazer in the 19th century Joseon. As a racy, covert fashion designer, she creates quite a stir in the marketplace. They are definitely not ready for her. After losing clientele, she decides to finally marry. But on her wedding night, her husband dies from a long-standing heart condition. To make matters worse, she is still in mourning when she is kidnapped and thrown into a well. When she emerges, she's in a swimming pool in New Seoul, and she's rescued by her husband's doppelganger. After just shrugging off the humiliation of being stood up at the altar by a woman he chose to appease his ailing grandfather, he opens the invitation to Yeon-woo to be his contract bride. Will she get a second chance at love, or just another marriage of convenience?
I love that.
What did you think of this drama?
I really liked it. I didn't know what to expect, but I really loved the actress.
Yeah, same.
And so I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
I thought this show was surprisingly funny. I love the fashion aspect of it.
I love the fashion too.
It reminded me of, immediately it reminded me of Kate Leopold.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and also like her in New Seoul with her experiencing everything, hilarious. The first time it was really, really funny.
Yeah.
And she did her role properly. I thought she did a great job. She's always a good actress anyways, but I truly enjoyed how she portrayed her character. Emerging.
You're right. She did an excellent job when she found a new space and she was like, oh.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really believable.
It was very believable. Like, everything was a new experience, which makes sense. Yeah, I just think she did a great job of studying the role. So it was able to, the jumping from old
to new
Joseon. It was believable in how she was reacting to everything.
And the thing that was kind of cool about it is that she never really fit in her time.
Yes.
She was ahead of her time.
She was ahead of her time.
And then when she went ahead of time, she was kind of behind in the time.
Yes.
But
she's like, her time was in between Joseon and the new Joseon.
Yes. Definitely.
And I love that she just called it New Joseon.
Yeah.
Like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this is a new one. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. It was really enjoyable. Their chemistry was really good too as the lead. So yes, it was quite enjoyable.
Yes. Well, let's see what some other people had to say. I have a message here from somebody by the name of Ron. And they said, I saw this drama while looking for a period drama to watch. This is the best drama I've watched after a long time. Seriously, the actors, the actresses, everyone, and the story plot is so good. If this comes on Netflix, I'll rewatch it.
I love that. Like, when it moves to Netflix, I'm gonna check it out again. I have a comment here from a Jilly Bean. Nothing. This one I put this in because I thought it was very unique take on it. Nothing too original here, quite frankly, but the way it's all put together is very lovely and charming. I kind of wish the Joseon era section had lasted longer just because the cinematography was so gorgeous. When everyone else was in America, well, everyone else in America was concentrating on the Super Bowl, I chose to concentrate on this sweet romance. And I'm glad I did. I'm a love story person, not a sports person.
That's pretty great. I have another comment here from somebody by the name of Jillian. I happen to accidentally see this drama while searching for a series to watch. And since then, my family got hooked watching it start to finish. This is really one of the best K-drama series. Full of good vibes. Love the story phasing. Through the Taha from Joseon died without getting the love of Yeonwoo. Though Taha died from Joseon without getting the love of Yeonwoo, it consoles us to think that Taha reincarnates in the modern times with whom Yeonwoo gave her heart. We're going to miss this series along with Mr. Hong, Sawol, and Tamin.
I have a comment from Adorkable Joan. Watch this without any expectation because I see the clips all over my TikTok, but fell in love with this drama. OMG. The chemistry, the cinematography, the OST, the plot. So good. Well casted. Bae In Eun Hook is an amazing actor. He did so well expressing each of his characters. Sadly, Joseon, Taeha, has had to go like that. I gotta reread it in the tone. Yeah. Sadly, Joseon, Taeha had to go like that. Unhappy face. they're both the same person, aren't they? But sometimes fantasy dramas have plot holes like this, and it's okay. Also, we don't have to say much about Se-young because who doesn't know how good Se-guk actress. She's the best, and I could really feel her pain when she cries. Can we also talk about the sisterhood between Yeonwoo and Sawol?
Talk about it.
They're so cute. Love how everyone is on Yeonwoo's side, even Kang Tae Min as well. This drama is so good. Very recommended to watch. 9 out of 10.
Oh, really? That's good. I know where it lost a point. We'll talk about that later. I have a last comment here from somebody by the name of PGirl13. Beautiful timepiece of past and present. Loved all the characters with outstanding roles played by each cast member. Handsome Opa all through the drama. Laugh out loud. Female lead and her sidekick. Too funny. A lot of sense of humor with a grand storytelling. A must-watch drama. Two thumbs up to the writer and the director.
Okay, and then my last comment I got is from Vitic 2011. Wonderful drama, excellent acting. All plot lines are revealed. Yes, there are holes in the plot, but tell me, which fantasy drama doesn't have them? The last episode are heavy and sad. It's a pity Taeha from Joseon, but at that time, there wouldn't have been their mutual love and happiness since Yeonwoo had already fallen in love with Taeha from Seoul. This is going to be hard.
Yeah.
Taeha from Seoul. She knew perfectly well that he was the reincarnation of her first husband, but for her, one was the love of her life. The second was a good friend and nothing more. Although the desire of the first husband fulfilled, he met her and she fell in love with him, and she, returning to the past, broke the repeated fate. Taeha died of his own death, and he was not killed because of his marriage to her. So in the future, everything will be fine with him when they are together. As Chung Myun said, if you don't correct the past, you can't change the present. Look at her quoting. Perhaps she also helped Yeonwoo return to Seoul for the second time. And the power of Yeonwoo's love and the longing of her first husband and his desire to be with her in the next life. Yeah, the ending of that was just like a recap of, I think, how she wanted it to be. Or how they wanted it to be. But yeah. All in all, the person loved the drama.
I like that. Can I add one more thing? I didn't write this down in my notes, but I had read a comment from a viewer. Mm-hmm. And they made mention of the fact that another time travel problem. They're just like, how come all the characters came back except the lead in the present? It doesn't make sense. And I was just like, oh my God, she's making me have to do math. I don't understand.
Well, technically, the two of them didn't. The lead and her lady in waiting, the one who met waited on her that stayed.
Yeah.
They both had no one that, they both fell through the well, so they both didn't have a reincarnation in the present.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
I think because they went through the well, there was no one in the present for them. But I'm lying. Didn't she have one? Wasn't there someone later on that was like, wasn't someone's daughter?
No.
Okay. I can't remember that someone came from the U.S.? Wasn't there someone?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm mistakenly remembering something then.
Yeah, it was somebody else who she knew from the past. But her and her Saul, well, what you say makes...
Saul, because they went through the... I think because they went through the well, they didn't have someone.
I think you're very well-versed on time travel. I was just like, yeah, that's true.
I will say time travel ones are very, very hard. Anytime you do time travel, time skipping...
To write?
Going back to write, to make sure you loop all the holes.
Yeah.
Because like everything, because technically, because time is linear, anything that you do, any type of changes they make, you have to still show it in the original one without giving it away. But it still has to appear there. So, or someone has to have done it or something. So like when you watch, like, you know, the best ones to watch? Back to the Future. That one was so well done. That whole trilogy was so well done that like that's the mark you have to match up to.
What? I just thought of something.
What?
She did exist in the future.
So I wasn't wrong when I saw a scene with her?
No, but she was dead. She was, her grave was there. So that
was her grave from the past.
Oh, okay. Forget it.
Maybe I'm misremembering her dressed up because
she wasn't there, but I remember her, this grave scene. But that's, you're right. That is
that was her grave from the past. That's how she found out what happened to her after she went to the well.
Yeah.
They marked her as like a noble woman.
I would like. Okay, I cut you off before you were talking back to the Future, but I have not seen one as well done time travel since Back to the Future. Like, Back to the Future makes sense.
It's really, I don't know. When you reach a mark, it's hard to, like, it's hard to do. Like, they're hard to do. I don't think, Back to the Future didn't just come about in, like, a year and a half. Like, Back to the Future was probably written for years. So he could, and you have to be so anal about it that you're checking everything.
Yeah.
So every single thing, as you're writing, the rest of it, you literally have to keep going back and rewrite the end. Make sure this is caught in the back. It's so hard. Someone should do it. There probably is a class on it. It must be a class on it when you do it. For every genre, there must be a class on how you can do it properly. And I think time travel dramas is one of those things where as you're writing, you literally have to keep rewriting what you already wrote. Make sure that pops back up in that scene. Right?
Anyways, I'm never going to venture the time travel.
And it was so well done, it even took into consideration the future films.
Yeah.
Like, that's how well he thought this out. I don't know
if he wrote it all three at once.
I don't know.
Anyways, sure. Whoever he did, he well done.
I keep...
Because I couldn't find any holes in it.
Every time we watch... time travel one, we talk about Back to the Future.
Because Back to the Future did it upright.
It did an amazing job.
Every time I see Back to the Future, to this day, it's been 30-something years, I still watch
it. Remember when we used to get TBS?
Yeah.
Now we're stuck with Peachtree, which is just a local channel. I don't even know what's
going on. I don't even get Peachtree.
But on TBS, Back to the Future would come on at least once, it was once or twice a year.
Yeah.
I think they did it for like someone's birthday or two people's birthday or something like that.
Yeah.
And I would rewatch it. I would sit there and rewatch it. It's one of those things that when you see it come on TV, you sit and watch it.
Every time I see it, I watch it.
You sit and watch it. Anything you're doing, like
that's up there with Home Alone. I watched Home Alone 500 million times. Every time I see it on TV, I sit and I watch it.
Yeah.
Elf, I sit, I watch it.
Absolutely.
So there's these dramas that are done so well and they become these classics, mm-hmm. especially when they're funny. I think comedy has a lot to do with it. You know how I feel about
comedy.
Like that makes you know you're going to be entertained. Even though you know everything that happens, yeah. you still laugh.
I love British panel shows, right? I tell you about this all the time. There's this one show I'm really obsessed with, Taskmaster. I literally rewatched something. I watched this show, I think about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I rewatched it and knew what the result is. Still laughed at all the jokes.
Wow.
I still laughed at all the jokes. Because you know what it is? I forgot the joke and the delivery and the banter that made me laugh again. And I just will rewatch it and laugh every time.
That's impressive.
Every time. And unless I remember what they're going to say, I'm going to laugh every single time. Unless I can like recite it back, I will laugh every single time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what interesting facts did you find out about the actors and actresses?
Well, I found out one interesting fact about the drama that I wasn't sure that I knew, and that is that it was based off of a webtoon.
Oh, I think I forgot that.
Webcomic, is that the same as a webtoon?
Yes.
It was based off of a web, I can't, let me a see webtoon. If I can do the pronunciation.
Oh.
Yeon-yeon Park Si-gyeong-ya Gol Hyun-young.
Oh.
I did it. And it was, you know, it was originally a web novel. And so I did not know that at all. It was first published in 2020.
Oh, wow.
So it must have did well if they did a drama on it.
Yeah, maybe.
Or but they would have. Interesting.
You know, they would have had a lot of material, though, still. Yeah, 3 years, pretty much a lot of material.
Yeah.
But they would have started this like a year ago, wouldn't they? So 2 years material?
I don't know how the web comics work. I've never watched a web comic or web.
Read it?
Read. Read watched. Watch read.
It's reading.
Yeah. So that was very interesting. I didn't know about that. What about you? Any interesting facts about the drama?
About the drama itself. So at the 2023 NBC Drama Awards, there was 3 awards that were won. So the Best Actress Award, Excellent Actor for the 2 leads, and then also Best New Actress for the support of who played Yuul.
Newell.
No, Sawul. Sawul. Sawul.
Oh, my goodness.
The actress was Jeon Hoon Young. Wow. But yeah, they all 3 of them won. And I'm like, you know what? Yes, you all did a great job. So I'm happy.
They did a great job. Especially that's okay. So I found out some information about her.
So did I. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. The most interesting fact I found out about the person who played Sawul was that she was in Saturday Night Live Korea.
Yes. She's no longer. I think she stopped last
year. She's not anymore, but I found that fascinating. Yeah. I'm like, makes sense, because she was so funny.
She was very funny. She was very witty. Like, it was someone who knew how to do improv, for
knew
sure.
how to do improv. She was hilarious, right? Mm-hmm. So, that was interesting.
You know she's the same actress who was in Extraordinarily Woo? Lawyer Woo?
Had absolutely no idea.
It was her friend that used to do the yum to the woo to the...
Oh, is that her?
That's her.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Of course not.
You know, when I was looking at her IMDb, I've watched a lot of things that she was in. I had no idea they were the same person. And I had to kind of say, well, who is she?
Well, we just saw her as a cameo role in that show.
Yeah, that's I still didn't know? Know.
Okay.
I didn't know. I had no idea who she was. Apparently she was in... Hold on. Let me see if I get this right. She was in Wedding Impossible.
Yes, the cameo. That's the one I'm talking about. She was the actress that was like, she did all her stunt. The lead did the stunt work for her.
That was her?
It was her.
I didn't know. Sorry. I got very excitable. And she was in Dr. Romantic 3. I didn't know who she was.
Okay, I can't remember her. Was she in Dr. Romantic 3?
Maybe it was a small part.
It was like she was someone that came in with the fire. Oh, job... Oh, yes. Yes, they... You know, I did recognize a lot of those people who were doing the job interview. I looked at them, I'm like, I've seen this person in a show before. And you're right, she was.
And this one I also didn't know. She was in Kidnapping Day. Now, I watched that. I don't remember her at all.
She was in Kidnapping Day?
Yes. Right?
Yeah, I can't place her.
She had a small part. She was playing
She must have played a computer repair woman. What? There was a computer repair woman?
Yeah, apparently. In Kidnapping Day.
Wait. Oh, listen, when the cops, I think it was when
it
the cops
came. It doesn't
even
matter when
is when the evil one went looking and was trying to get some open the file or something, and she's like, "Oh, I remember her now."
Okay. I'm glad you do, because I'm just like, "Oh yeah, I watched that." But unless somebody's face really, I'm really going to check into this face blindness.
You have
thing.
Face blindness. It's
because
fine.
When I look, I'm just like, is that even the same person? Like, their face has to really be, like, stuck into my brain
to
remember.
Okay, I'll say in your defense.
Yeah.
We're reading. So I don't think you're spending enough time doing the reading and looking back up at the faces.
Yeah. Some people's faces
and
I remember,
you are multitasking when you watch the shows. And
I wish I could say I was.
But you weren't actually successfully multitasking.
I'm just really trying to read and see what's happening.
Yeah, so I think that's, in your defense, I feel like that's what's happening.
Thank you, Risa.
That being said, I will continue to say that you have face blindness, because I do think you do that.
Well, I have to figure out what that's about. But anyways. But
you know what I found out recently? Someone told me Brad Pitt has face blindness.
Really?
I had no clue he did.
Oh my gosh. So he didn't snub me on purpose?
You saw.
I'm just joking. But that would be a good way to introduce yourself to him.
No,
you don't remember
me. It genuinely is a
real thing. We had a whole
thing.
Conversation. You don't remember me? I was that. You were.
That would be so mean.
But
to
it would
do
be
that
funny.
To him.
It would be funny.
It would be hilarious. It's something like George Clooney like prank that he's doing. This crazy older rich man who just loves pranking people he knows.
Yeah.
And then they have to laugh and say it's funny, and it's. George, that's not a prank.
But you can successfully have a conversation with him saying, oh my gosh, don't you remember when we were, and he'd probably say, yeah, I remember, not knowing that.
I think he might genuinely just go, I'm so sorry. I don't remember you. That's what he probably would say. He's famous. I don't think he would fake it like that.
Yeah.
The world knows he has face blindness. I feel like that
I didn't
happens
know,
to him all the time.
But now that I know, if I see him, I'm going to try
Someone told me about it, so.
I'm going to try it. If I see him. I'm gonna
don't do that to him.
I'm gonna try it.
First of all, I don't think you're ever gonna be him. Do you think you're gonna meet him?
If I happen to see him on the street, I'm gonna try it. Now that I know.
When are you gonna happen to see him on the street?
You never know.
Okay.
He might just show up on the street.
You know what? Watch this. Next week you're gonna go downtown Toronto and you're gonna see him.
They're
on
gonna
the
see Brad Pitt, and I'm gonna be like, oh my god, Brad, do you remember me? Remember we met in the Starbucks? He's gonna be like, oh my god, yeah.
No, he's not.
Or he's gonna be like, I don't remember.
He's definitely
just
gonna
like,
say, I haven't been to Toronto in 4 or 5 years.
And I'll be like, oh my gosh, Brad.
You don't remember me?
You don't remember me?
Oh gosh, he'll probably be like, I get this all the time, you're lying to me, I don't believe you, I don't trust people because of people like you, I have a hard time trusting people. Okay, so other interesting facts that I found,
yeah,
as we digress from talking about Brad Pitt's face blindness, was, okay, so we've seen him in so many shows, the one who plays his grandfather, his name is Chung Hoo-jin. But we've never actually discussed him.
We've never actually talked about him.
I think this is the first show we've actually talked about that he was in, right?
I feel like I've seen him in other shows, but we've never talked about
him. You've seen him in a lot of shows.
Okay.
Trust me.
But are we about to play a game?
No.
Okay, thank God. Okay.
I've decided that was a George Clooney level entertainment thing.
Okay.
So I stopped doing that to you.
Thank you.
Because really it was just entertainment to me. But now that you are accepting your face blindness, I'm okay with it. But okay, he actually studied chemistry at Inha University, but dropped out to pursue acting.
Wow,
what a switch!
What a switch!
And his father, Chung Yu Duk, was among the first generation of professional wrestlers in the country.
Get out of here! Maybe that's where he gets his acting from.
And then he's
oh no, he's a professional wrestler.
He's a professional wrestler. Okay. Wrestler. Yeah. No, but okay. So I don't know.
Like wrestling for...
The wrestling I know for WWE is absolute acting.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if he was a WWE wrestler or fighting. If he's a proper wrestler for like the Olympics.
They're almost like stuntmen, right?
Kind of.
I would say WWE wrestlers are like stunt people, you know? Because they have to actually do the physical work. But they do learn how to do it safely, and there's always, they already know who the winner is. But they're ad-libbing.
Well,
so the fighting is ad-lib. Like, they don't know.
Can I stick a pin in that?
They know who's going to win, but they don't know the progression of
it. I recently watched a show that you made me watch, the 100.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a professional wrestler dude in there in the 100.
Right.
And
he didn't go. He didn't go far.
He didn't go far, but he did. He was like, he had lots of talk.
Well, that's what he has to do in the ring. They have to
talk. I know. But then when we had to be with people who were not, who were just, you know, I'm a strong dude, he didn't fare so well, you know.
First of all, okay, can I tell you, though, the person who he was up against had the most talking? That was the one who was like, goes, I looked around and everyone was avoiding me. That
was he was amazing.
No one would meet my eyes.
He was okay. That's a whole side conversation. We should talk about that show.
We should definitely talk about Physical 100, but we should do an episode on it because it's so entertaining.
It was so great. It was so great.
So,
anyways,
but, yeah. So
his father was a professional. We don't know which side of wrestling.
I feel like it's all the same, isn't it? So I think so.
No,
you're right.
Those like wrestlers who wrestle like in the Olympics and stuff. That's different kind of wrestling from WWE.
But you're right. You're right. I forgot that is called wrestling. There is a sport called wrestling.
Before there was WWE, there was actually like real wrestling.
You're right. It's called. It's actually called wrestling.
Yeah. So
no, I think he was a professional.
Yeah.
But sometimes the word professional is used for the WWE wrestlers.
It is.
Okay.
I guess they're professional too, but they're professional acting.
You know, I'm going to look up his father's name after and figure out what it is.
Okay.
But anyways, he began his acting in 1983. He came to prominence with viewers in the long-running KBS drama Love on a Jujube Tree. Jujube Tree. Which garnered him the best Baksang Arts Award for Best New Actor.
Was that in 1992? Like series?
That was a drama series.
Oh,
so it might have been a weekend drama, maybe? Or...
I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah, you should see how, yeah, we can see how he looks young.
Yeah.
He has a handsome face. You
yeah,
know?
He has a nice face.
Okay, so in later years, he earned the sobriquet. That's a word I've never heard before. But as the national father. So in this drama, we have an actress who was like known as like the national sister.
Yeah.
Right? The lead. And he's known as a national father. And it's after he portrayed the father of the main characters in the family drama, My Golden Life. And Once Again.
Oh, right. He was in My Golden Life.
Did you watch Once Again as well? I didn't watch that one.
I didn't watch Once Again. No.
But both had viewership ratings over 30. And that time, that's huge. 30% of the country is watching you. His portrayal of a bankrupt and down on his luck man who has a complex relationship with his wife and the four adult children in My Golden Life won critical acclaim for both critics and viewers and earned him a Daesang Grand Prize Award in 2017 at the KBS Drama Awards.
Wow.
So yeah.
Has
so
it
was...
already been that long since My Golden Life came out?
I know. We've been watching dramas for a very long time. Cause didn't we start in 2015?
I don't know when we started.
No, I don't remember either.
Wow.
We've been watching for a long time. Cause we watched My Golden Life as it aired.
Yes, we did. I didn't. When you put up those numbers, I'm like, that was 5 years ago?
Yes, you're right. We've been watching dramas for more than 5 years.
Yeah.
Look at us. And now the world is watching dramas. I'm so happy.
I am so ecstatic.
I'm happy that I can literally go to work and like people know about the shows I'm watching.
Talk about it. It's fabulous.
This
is an aside. I recently went away and met some cousins and just happened to be talking about the show. And they turned out to be K-drama fanatics.
Look at that.
And so, you know, I hooked them up to the channel so that they can listen to the podcast. And they were super excited. I recommended shows for them to watch. They're talking about going to Korea. It was great.
Oh, that's actually really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like our whole family's already watching it, too. Or at least my immediate aunts are.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I also found was interesting was like the topics that they, the serious topics they kind of more so discussed in the drama was about like women's rights, what they can and can't do, and what was dictated back in the Joseon that she was from.
Yeah.
And I found out some, because, okay, so I watched this drama, then I watched another one. It was called Night Flower. And it was, that show, it was fascinating because I was, learned about, like, certain rules that women had after their husbands died.
Yeah.
And, like, even the title that she got, Noble Woman or Noble Wife, I had to look up, I'm like, what? Like, what is this? So I looked up certain things about certain type of, like, terms that they have, but apparently the emphasis on a woman's fidelity gradually became extreme during this period. Before, a wife would be considered a virtuous woman called Yeolyo if she did not remarry after her husband's death, but now she would have to join her husband in death or do something comparable in order to attain that title.
Sorry, say that again. Join her husband in death. That means like go into the grave with him?
Yes, commit suicide to join him.
Okay.
That was how they would obtain the title of a noble wife. So that's why she got that plaque, and that's what his family wanted to get, because when you got the plaque, there was like money associated with it.
Oh.
So that's why they did this whole plotting of her.
So that she could, they could get
so they
money.
Can get that term, that she can get that terminology.
Yeah.
Because also during this era, once you got married off, you now were like a part of that family. You're old.
And they were
in charge of, yeah, basically, yeah. They were in charge of whatever.
And they were
you
your responsibility.
You're responsible for them. After your husband died, women couldn't remarry. After your husband died, you couldn't wear color. You had to wear white for the rest of your life.
Oh my gosh. And she was a fashionista.
Yes, that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
They couldn't own land. What was interesting, though, too, is that the era before this, women had more rights. So before, the women could hold, had property. They were able to have property, and they could have their own and possession. They could inherit lands. They could freely mingle with men. But it changed after the Imjin War. And their situation became worse. So therefore, they had a great situation. And then because of a changing and a new regulation and law, they basically lost the rights again. Whoa. Which is, it's crazy. It's called the Confucianism. Okay, hopefully I'm saying this right. Confucianism.
Yes.
So it's Neo-Confucianism. But yeah, it was way more stricter. And it was a way that originated in China. But it was very interesting, even like women. So as they got married, they had to conform to their husband's ideas. And then once their husband died, if they had sons and their husbands took on their wealth, it was really restricting. So this is the way where she was. So I really, a part I did enjoy, kind of like what one of the commenters said, where I wish they spent more time in the old Joseon era, whereas when she went back and she kind of told him that you should change this law. People are abusing this law. Someone tried to kill me because of this law and what they could get from it.
Yeah.
You should change and reform it so that they won't get any extra money. Because now they're forcing, now they're killing their daughters-in-law just to get money. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
but she killed her own son too. So that was a whole situation.
Yes, she did. I think it was her stepson.
Stepson, yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Doesn't make it,
and
any
also
better.
Because he was, it doesn't make, I'm not saying it makes it okay. I want to be clear that me telling you the difference is not me saying this is why it was okay. But yeah, like even him, I guess because he was already sick, she just like, let me just make him sicker faster, and then also profit from it. So it was
pretty devious,
wrong. Very devious. But you know what gets me though? Every time I watch a drama, and so I rewatched the ending because I'm like, do I remember how this ended? And then I'm like, oh, okay, now I remember how it ended. Now I remember why I forgot it.
Yeah.
But the painting. I love how they kept saying that this looks just like her, and I go, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it didn't look like her.
It looked nothing like her. And I've seen drawings before in this time, and I've seen better drawings than that. But it was very fascinating when you find out that it was as him, he did it as a kid. So it could kind of look like a talented child's drawing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. A very talented child drawing, if it was.
Yes.
For a child, yeah.
Yeah, for a child, it was very talented, but looked nothing like her.
Hmm.
Right? But I guess it might have looked like her when she was a kid?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
But yeah. So I thought that was kind of really fascinating.
It reminded me of interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But like I did enjoy like learning about that a bit, but I think like the commentary, I wish they kind of spent more time in that era too. I think they only spent like an episode.
I think it was an episode and a little bit.
Yeah. So
episode and a half.
Cause he maybe. Died at the end of an episode one.
Yeah. And then she pretty much got thrown into a well.
Yeah. But, so I wish they did that. So showed more.
But I was okay with not seeing Jo-San anymore, even though I did find the Jo-San very interesting because the Jo-San part kind of hooked me in.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see more about her fashion endeavors and that
fashion,
sort of thing.
More fashion, yes.
Yeah, I would have liked to see more of that instead of they did it kind of like in just like a scene or an episode and then you didn't, she wasn't doing it anymore because, you know, they were looking for her for the, from the
yeah,
police.
I
for being scandalous.
I also loved all her modern humbucks that she was wearing.
Her modern humbucks were great.
Where
in the future, was, though?
Huh?
Oh, you mean in the past?
In the future.
You mean in old Jo-San or in the
new one? No, in new Jo-San.
Okay, because in old Jo-San, her humbucks were pretty different, too.
Yes, but I found that she even made it even more modern.
Yeah.
So I do love, I don't know who's the designer behind the outfits, but I did really love the outfits. Like, I would wear some of these outfits. They looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
If I knew how to do needlework,
oh my
I have a mesh shirt.
The fact that they can use thread and make it look like an insect is frightening.
Or a flower.
Or anything. Or anything.
A hummingbird.
I can barely use thread to darn a sock. Never mind.
Says the woman with a sewing machine. I just want to point this out.
Right? Right?
Okay.
Hand stitching is an art.
Can I just say... I'm gonna say a little anecdote story that I have. So my aunt, she has a sewing machine. She also has a serger. So I'm like, oh great, Marcy got this stuff. I can now come to her for alterations. I brought her these pants. I bought jeans. They were too big for me. So I was like, you know, I think Marcy can do these alterations. She'll make them look good. I gave it to her. I can't even speak. I gave them to her. She pulled the thread. She pulled apart the pants. And then I think it was what a week after she was like,
I'm not
I can't
doing this.
Do this. you just gave up. You said I can't do this. I don't want to do this.
No. Let me tell the story right. Let me tell the story right. First, I said, how much do these pants cost? And you said, oh, I paid whatever I paid for them. I'm just like,
yeah. You might as well get a new pair of pants.
You might as well get a new pair of pants.
Oh, gosh.
Because I tell you what. Okay, to my defense, I'm a novice sewer, yes. I do have the tools, but I don't have the know-how. And... she asked me to do an alteration that I thought in my mind, I could do that. When I started to take, first of all, trying to take out the threads in this thing was a whole task in itself. But the pants, it wasn't like doing an alteration. It was remaking a pair of pants because they were five sizes too big. Five sizes too big for her. So I would literally have to take out, I don't know, how many... it was remaking a pair of pants. I said, Risa, just buy another pair of pants. How much were these pants that you have to alter them?
Okay, so now, okay, to follow up though, now I don't even want, I don't even want them as pants. I go, I want to see if I can make a jacket with this. That's out the question.
You guys can't see my face right now, but.
She's like, no, we're not doing that.
We're not. We're not. Unless we have a proper pattern that we can... I don't know.
Oh, God.
I need a roadmap. I need a roadmap. I can't just willy-nilly it. I need a pattern.
Oh, gosh.
And I mean, hand stitching. You heard okay, about darning about the socks.
I watched a show on YouTube. It was like this... It was also like a... It was a Korean show. He opened like a shop.
Tailor shop or
a
something?
Tailor? No, it wasn't the tailor shop he was. It was like... He,
stylish shop wasn't he just like a
curated
man?
A curated thrift shop, I would say, more so.
Yeah,
he was very fashionable. He was a model. He knew what was going on. He just found I think 3 scarves, and he had some ladies somewhere who did sewing sew them together, and he made this one scarf and was reselling them. And I was like, wow, that's actually a really good idea. So
I know where this story. Is going.
I buy 3 scarves.
Yeah.
Give them to my aunt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can you put these scarves together for me? So I tried to find 3 scarves, something that had similar patterns, so it would look kind of really cool. So she's like, all right, sure, sure. I think she did one for me successfully. The second one, I was like, hey, I think you sewed the wrong side. It's the longer side in the show. So she's taking it apart. She's like, I'm telling you, all now, I think it's been almost a year. I haven't gotten this scarf back.
It hasn't been a year.
It's been more than a year.
It's been at least two.
It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years at least.
And I haven't got this scarf back yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been fixed.
I don't think so. I think it's still in the pile of scarves.
What do you mean I don't think so? You should know. It's you.
It's over there. I don't think I did anything.
Haven't got. And it's the one I like the most. The other one was just.
I always look at it and say, oh, this is racist.
Yeah. Every time. No movement on it.
Yeah. I wonder if I'll have to remind me to look at it later, because maybe I fixed it and never gave it
every
back
time
to
I
you.
Come over, you say this. It never happened.
Wow. Okay. We're going to get that. We're going to get to it today. Oh, we're going to see. Did I actually finish this job and not give it to you? Or is it still at? I still haven't pulled out the threads.
I guarantee you haven't pulled it out, because it had to be really delicate. Because it was like almost like satin, but it wasn't actually satin.
Yeah.
Right, it was like that
it's
cheap,
real
looking,
good polyester.
But it's my favorite one. It's like I'm waiting to wear this scarf, you know.
Oh, it's and so I, pretty. It even, you know, was featured on.
It
a
was
show.
Featured in one of her. she hasn't fixed it, but featured it in her YouTube show. And I'll go, isn't that my scarf? And she's like, yeah. I'm working on it. I still haven't seen it.
You might as well just call that a donation.
No, it's not a donation. I want my scarf back.
Okay, I'll get around to it. I'll get around to it.
Oh, gosh. But, okay, I'm crying laughing. But, like, that's when I keep seeing the fashion. I remember that ever so often. I've seen her sewing and the needlework. I go, man, where's my scarf?
We're going to rectify that.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm going to learn how to use my sewing machines, and I'm going to use them.
I hope so.
Yeah.
For me, to benefit me. Like, even if I have to learn how to use it.
You can. You feel free to learn how to sew and come and use my machines.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Because I took sewing when I was in high school.
Yeah, so did I.
I made a purse. I made an apron. I made 2 purses. Didn't I give you one of them? The reversible one?
Yeah.
With the bamboo handles?
Yeah.
And then I made one like with a white satin looking like a wedding dress. I went to win some. There's no reason she should ever use it, but I kept giving things away. I gave my mom an apron she's never worn with sequins on it.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I shared the wealth and no one's worn anything. I think you've used the purse once.
I actually did use the purse. Yeah. I liked the purse. I used it more than
once.
It's
like a vacation purse or something.
I don't have it anymore, but I used it. I didn't even know you made it.
You forgot I made it?
Yeah, I did use it though.
And you donated it, didn't you?
After a while, yeah. I don't have it anymore. I only have 4 purses.
Wow, you donated not even remembering that I made it.
No.
Look at that. See, I did have skill. So maybe I should learn how to use a serger.
You should. Serging is easy.
The best is when you're doing something, I'm standing over and you're like, man, this machine is complaining.
I am. First of all, I can't see to thread the needle. That's problem number one. I don't know how to use the machine. Problem number two. I have cheap thread. Problem number three.
You need to buy expensive thread.
And on top of that, I haven't really been sewing regularly. So every time I got up to sew, I have to remember how to do everything all over again. I have to watch YouTube, figure out how to thread the needle.
I think my favorite part is when you're there, you go, oh, you complain about the cheap thread. But in my head, every time
I haven't bought any new thread.
But every time you complain, I go, aren't you the one who bought the thread?
Yeah, I did, because it was cheap. But I didn't know that it was cheap.
No, you just got to buy a new one and replace it.
Thread's expensive.
Well, so I haven't bought more then yet. You don't want to sit by there and say, cheap thread.
That's
thread
okay.
Thread is very important.
Viewers, you remember this day. Listeners, remember this day. When I become a huge fashion designer, this is going to be a funny footstep. Of.
Also, when you become a huge fashion designer, they might go and say, was this used with cheap thread?
No.
Was this made with cheap thread? That's what they're going to think.
So any other facts about, the father?
No. But okay. That's what I found out about. Did you get any facts?
I have some interesting facts about Bay and Hook, who's our male lead. And just some personal facts about him. I know we've seen him in other dramas. I found out as I was reading his IMDb. But he was in Under the Queen's Umbrella. No clue. He was in...
Wait, you know what I know is also interesting?
He died in that one. What?
He died in the Queen's Umbrella.
Did
he was
die.
The older one that also was sick.
Oh.
The older brother. So the two brothers played brothers twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheer Up, yes, he was a head.
He was a head cheerleader. Cheer guy. I didn't even know. And
you know it's not the one that we watched.
Cheer Up, where they were like,
it wasn't that one. It was a different cheerleader one that he was the head of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking of the one we watched years ago with the girl.
No. The recent one I watched the other day when we were with flags and stuff.
Oh, yes. The one where they had where he was like the major, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you. Okay, I watched another one called Cheer Up.
I can't remember the songs, but yeah, he was a chair guy. I did watch that, but. Even though I saw them, I didn't really connect that he was the same person in all of these things. So that was, not unusual for me. But, I found it cool. And, just some personal fun facts. He enjoys watching car videos and reviews while he's filming. Like, in between takes.
In between takes.
I just thought that was,
Well, yeah, people are into cars.
Yeah. And he enjoys spending time alone.
Oh, who doesn't?
Some people don't.
You're right. There are some people
who always need to be in other people's company, but he enjoys his own company.
Like my two-year-old niece, I feel like she loves people too much. Like, just be alone.
Yeah.
The other day, I invented a game with her. I called it the Whisper Game. I go, we're gonna play the quiet game.
Oh, Lord.
Because she wouldn't stop talking for a while. And then I eventually just started whispering to her. So she started whispering back to me. So, yeah, I learned. Because other than that, she's always screaming. So I was trying my best to save her voice. That's what I want to call it. But, what did you think about the framing of the storyline? So I have a question. Oh, earlier, when the commenter was like 9 out of 10, you said, I know where we lost. Yes.
The ending. I really did not like it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Full stop. I was just like, it was so, I was, every week I was looking forward to watching it. Once she had to go back to Joseon and then she wasn't coming back, I was like, what is this? I didn't like the way that it was going. I didn't like that I'm glad that eventually, spoiler alert, she gets to come back to New Joseon or New Seoul, but.
I love me just calling it New Seoul.
But for me, I was just like, I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know what was happening and I did not like it. It felt very rushed.
It felt rushed.
And it wasn't developed as nice as everything else was. And I'm just like, if you were going to do that foolishness, you might as well have just tacked on a 5 minute and then 5 years later situation at the end of the other episode, as far as I'm concerned.
You also know what I didn't like was he went back to the tree and then she was just dressed up. I'm like, you didn't fall into the well looking like that. Where'd you get clothes from? It was kind of like, I know I like a happy ending. I love shows with happy endings, but I do still want it to kind of
make sense.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, how did you get these clothes? You look great. But how did you get these clothes? Like, you didn't, like, the first time when the tree died, like, did she come back? And if she came back, shouldn't she have come back the same way she came the first time? And if she didn't, where did she come back from? Like, I just have more questions.
I don't know.
When it ended?
When it ended, I was just like,
I also hated the weird little wedding thing. Like, you know what I would prefer? To see a fashion show. Like, I wanted to see her in fashion again. And they didn't give me enough of that.
Yeah.
So when she came back, I wish they just showed her at a fashion show. That's the ending. Not them marrying, doing another wedding at the same place in the same hotel. I don't care about that. Like, of course they're together. Like, I just want, I don't know, I want it to be better than that.
I didn't like the ending at all.
Yeah, and the ending does. Since it's based on a comic,
I wonder if
that's how they ended it.
That's how they ended it. I hope not. Or if they just used some creative licensing to get to the end of the story.
I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I did not like the ending of that.
That's where that 9 out of 10 came from. Because if they had stopped it at...
Yeah, where did you want
back,
it to go?
She went back to Joseon because she had to. It's time travel. They could have skipped ahead and she could have came right back. Like, I didn't need to see any of those other things.
No, that would have been weird.
It would have been better than what like, I said.
Okay, so
okay, are we going back to me rewriting the endings of things again?
First of all, I wanted you to do it last time, you didn't. So we're not doing that because you're not going to follow through.
All right.
I did recant what I said on the last drama.
Yeah.
But if we're going to make it, what I thought would be really interesting, and I know it's not what we all wanted, but if we're really going to, it really was Kate and Leopold. And when ending up Kate and Leopold, Meg Ryan went back in time.
She did.
I think it would be really cool if he went back in time instead of her coming back. I think that would have been a cooler ending. I know it wouldn't have been right, but I think it would have been kind of cool if she... She's living.
So then she would have two husbands?
No, the husband would have died by then.
But then he's going to look just like the other husband. And that's going to be a problem.
No, but he could have, like, he could have came back after she died.
Your son came back alive. Oh, he wasn't dead. Oh, it was a lie. Oh.
Okay, you're right. No, but they left and they moved. No one could have. Yes, of course. He could have pretended to be the man. Unfortunately,
he could pretend to be somebody from Old Joseon? The way his behavior was and temperament.
What I wanted them to do is I wanted them to work it out, make what I wanted to happen.
Basically. Listen, if it was up to me, she would never have had to go back. That's the kind of story I would.
But like, why? I think why she went back was something they wanted to do something where it was like she was reforming something.
I understand, but I just didn't like it.
Okay.
I don't like the way it ended. I wanted a better ending.
Yeah, I feel like if she came back, yeah. I do think that though it was rushed, like, I didn't mind that, you know, the man came back, the loose end of the man who put you in the well the first time, you know, lost everything, got blamed for everything, and wanted to seek revenge on you, then you fall off a cliff. Like, that, I wasn't mad about that. But when you came back, you should have came back the exact same way you went. Like, the fact that he was at the hotel and the tree was dying, I wanted you to appear out of water. You know what I mean? Like, come back the same way you came. And then what happens is you meet together.
Maybe she didn't get thrown back in the well the second time to come in through the water. Maybe there was a different portal. Maybe the portal wasn't in the water. The water portal closed up. That makes sense in time travel.
But you know what? You know what I will say?
Yeah.
When she came back, when she came through, she went through the well. But she also didn't show up in the pool, did she?
She came in through a sewer grate.
Yeah, so it just needs a different body of water. Okay, so that tracks.
I'm pretty sure it was a sewer grate, unless I'm remembering Ever After.
I remember her being like disoriented, running
and
to
getting
get
hit by a car.
But I don't remember if it was like a sewer grate.
I feel like she came out of a sewer grate. That might be another movie though. But
or she probably fell around the sewer grate is what I remember, like her fainting by there.
Yeah.
But you're right. How did she went to the well? How did she come through?
Yeah.
She didn't get water. Oh,
I remember how she came through. How? She had a stopwatch or something, and then she that was also a portal thing. She found the girl's little, I don't know, what was it? The little thing she put on her chain?
No, from my memory, she fell in after her. She got pulled in. Because she asked her, how did you come in, through?
But because she had the girl's
jewelry. I think because the portal was still open, that's why.
It had that's nothing another to thing. Do with the jewelry?
They didn't explain fully why this all happened. The lady with the white hair,
understand why the lady with the white hair was even in the show. That was foolishness. Because that was not explained properly. That was just foolishness.
Okay.
She looked cool, though.
She had blue eyes too?
Yeah. But she looked cool, but her presence wasn't needed.
As we talk about it, we keep finding the plot holes. It's great that the leads and them and the supporting cast really supported this drama through.
Okay.
That we ignored all of
this. What would you give this drama out of 10?
8.
Ooh.
Okay. If I'm being like really strict, 7.5. What would you give it?
7.8.
But yeah.
It lost some points now that I'm talking about. the weird lady. And some things were just not necessary.
Okay, you know, also what made it lose points was the acting of...
The second male lead?
His brother. Yes, I was...
Over the top.
I've seen you in another drama, and you were better than this.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he was... His choice, what he was doing. I didn't like it.
He was weird.
I kept getting distracted by, wasn't it his makeup?
His hair color.
His hair color and the makeup they did. And yeah. I kept going, you know what? I think what was you? You're like, why is his face a whole different color than his neck? And
I kept telling his aunt though,
because you know, he's on 2 days and 1 night. And you know, he's out in the sun. He gets tan easily. I think they're trying to balance him. I tried to make it make sense, but it wasn't. I'm like, he's out in the sun a lot, so it's hard.
Very Oompa Loompa. He was orange.
It was,
he was orange.
Okay. But yeah, I've seen him act better than that, and I was,
I didn't think he was bad.
He wasn't terrible. It was just too campy.
It was the role he was playing, yeah. That was
he was playing
campy.
It too campy, and
but
I didn't
now
like
that
it.
It's a comic, maybe that's just how the person is in the comic.
Okay, I am an anime watcher. Yeah. I am a manga reader.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even as over the top as he should have been to be really over the top.
Okay.
Like, you know, as they have in animes and mangas. His character wasn't that. It wasn't enough. If he was trying to be campy, he wasn't enough.
The only anime I ever remember watching is Sailor Moon. That's it.
And you know how over the top Sailor Moon was.
Yeah, I guess
she was extremely dramatic.
Yes, I guess she was dramatic.
Yeah. He wasn't even that. So I feel like he wasn't doing enough. If he was trying to be campy, he wasn't doing enough. And what he should have done is just pull back completely. Just be normal. Because everyone else is playing it normal, straight. And I'm like, you can't be putting it over the top. This doesn't make any sense. Mm. So he's another reason I lost points.
A couple of points.
Yeah.
There were a few little holes. The whole painting, I didn't get it. I didn't understand why the painting was such a big deal.
I didn't understand how the father was like her.
How the father knew somewhat that there was something about her that she looked like the painting. That was weird and not explained to me. The grandfather?
Okay, that's another thing. I don't even know what he really knew.
I don't think he didn't. They made it seem like he knew something.
And
but
I don't
there was
know
nothing like
what it was.
They didn't explain it.
They made him really ominous, but it wasn't clear. I felt like they are doing all these
deep
smoke
fake.
Flags, like these
deep
dupes,
fake.
Deep
yeah.
fakes, and it didn't make sense.
Yeah. So
listen, I don't want to drop this down to 7. Okay, let's stop talking about the whole.
Okay, okay.
I want to
okay,
keep dropping
okay,
it.
Okay,
okay. Okay, I have a question for you, though. Okay,
yeah.
So I love the actress who played his stepmom. I love her. She's great when she's an evil role. She's great when
Pinocchio. Yeah.
Yes, Pinocchio, you're right. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you remembered her.
I can never forget her.
You can't forget her from Pinocchio?
No.
You remember her from
everything
Dr. Romantic?
Everything she's been in.
Everything. I just enjoy her.
Yeah.
But, okay, so then you find out. So they do this dupe of us telling us that, oh, yeah, she's the one who locked the mom in there, but really, it's not Nagoso. This kid has been traumatized by her and hated her because of it. Yeah. And she didn't do anything. And then it got me thinking about her situation that she was in. You know? She has a husband. Or she remarries this man. She's pregnant with this guy. With this man's child. And he's still, like, obsessed over his past love or past wife. Like, do you think that if you were in that situation, you would be able to put up with that? You'd be able to stand the child or stay in that relationship, be that way? Would you have made that child life horrible as a result of, like, the treatment of your husband that he hasn't gotten over this? You're being used as his tool.
Can you say that again?
I don't even know what I'm truly trying to say, but could you have, if you're in her role, would you have made the same choices that she made?
No.
Okay.
If I was in her role, I would have, well, maybe it would have been kind of the same. I kind of would have placated the crazy man, but this is going to sound really horrible, but only because he had a whole lot of money. Other than that, I would kick him to the curb. Well, like, what is this guy?
You wouldn't have put up with it.
Are you with your ex, you know?
Because you're building this resentment now, right?
You would absolutely build resentment, especially if he's ignoring your child that you're having with him,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's just kind of one of those things. If you walk away, your child doesn't have a father, really, you know? But if you stay in it, you're not happy. There's no win-win in it.
And this is another thing that wasn't clear.
And she didn't seem to be treated well by the rest of the family.
No. And you know what? What's not clear is if she actually treated the son bad, or Teja bad, or if he, from what he remembers, thinking that she locked them in there,
uh-huh.
he had like a wall up. Like, what do you think came first? Like, he seemed to be like, I can't stand this lady. But was it that she treated him bad, or did he put the wall up before she could even get close with this misunderstanding?
I think it probably had a lot to do with misunderstandings, but she never did anything to clear up any misunderstandings. She didn't seem to be treating him
well. But it didn't seem like she really fully knew what the misunderstanding was.
But she didn't really seem to treat him well. She's always trying to push her son in front of him. She wasn't really treating him very like a real son. She was just like, he's just the alias. She was just like the one in the past. Like, trying to push her, like, this is my own son. And you're just like, oh, my husband's son. But I want my son to have everything, and I really don't want you to have anything.
That is true.
So she was doing that. She was a little bit, not even nasty. She was a bit nasty. She didn't seem to care for him at all. Aside from the misunderstandings, she was just not very nice, and she had her own agenda.
She did. Like, she was just trying to get her place, her footing. But in her getting her footing, she was basically stepping on him.
Not stepping on him. Stepping on his head. Beyond stepping on him.
That is stepping on him. Still. But
like pushing him down into the
ground. Also because the grandfather favored him too, right?
Well, he has to favor him. She's not getting no favor from nobody else. But she just reminded him of his son, I think. Before his son went loopy.
He caused his son to go loopy.
I know. But
okay. But yeah, just that wanted was a replacement. So who was your favorite character?
Hold on. I got that written down. Let me get her name right.
Saul.
Oh, the sidekick. But I'm
going to...
Saul!
Same.
She gave me so much comedy. I loved the way that she was able to adapt to new Seoul. And she was new Joseon.
Her making
money.
Braiding
hair and getting a dollar and being like, all right, darling. And it's just like, she's just like, yeah, I'm just going to make money wherever I go. Like, finding a job as a cook. Like, everywhere she went, she was making money. She couldn't even remember things. She got hit by a car. She was making money, like, in her hospital pajamas.
I thought she was pretending that she couldn't remember.
I don't know. But she was in the hospital.
She was someone who had street smarts.
She had she's a lot like, of street smarts.
She woke up and was like, I don't know where this is. But
I'm just gonna
roll with the flow and see what happens.
And I'm gonna make me some
I'm gonna
money.
Make somebody. It didn't make any sense. Well, when you think about it, the lead, she comes up and she's like, what is this place? And she's her choice is like, nothing's familiar, everything's weird. He's a trickster. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Well, this other one comes up and is just like, I can live here. I can figure it out.
Yeah.
It was so such a juxtaposition of their entry.
But it was interesting too, because even in old Joseon, she was her maidservant or, you know, and friend, mm-hmm. right? But so she kind of knew the streets because she could go on the road. She could go shopping. Back in the day when you're a woman and you were a lady. People never saw you to the point where you're getting married to somebody, you never seen their face because they're not allowed to come outside.
No.
Because it's not ladylike.
No.
Ridiculous. But Saul, she would have been able to go to the marketplace, go check him out for her. Is he cute? Is he not cute? Yeah. But as a lady, you have to sit in the house and that needle point.
The streets.
And she knew how to run the streets, but her friend, her lady, knew how to needle point because that's what she was had to do.
But yeah, Saul was definitely by far my favorite character.
So you know what you were explaining earlier about how the rules were different, and so then that's why she kind of had to be covert. Kind of makes sense why her mother taught her how to do the needlepoint. So maybe when her mother was her age, she was allowed to do commerce. Because even when they went and they saw the modern version of her, she was a business owner and she was designing and she was doing hanboks, which is what she used to do as well in the past.
Yes.
Her reincarnation of herself.
I don't know how many years it would have went through.
1,000? I don't know.
But yeah, I feel like her mom would have lived in the new regime as well. But yeah, because like the needlework was literally just as the pastime, but she thought, I can make money off of this.
Yeah.
So she had the natural.
But it was her mom who taught her how to do the
how to do it. Yes, but every one of those ones of noble birth were learning that.
This is true.
That's what they were trying to. That's what they had to learn how to do.
Yeah.
Not all of them were good at it.
No.
But they all learned that to pass time.
So they could put it on somebody.
You know,
scarf.
They also didn't. Not many of them knew how to read. It was like 4%.
Because they weren't really
of the rules.
Needing to read.
And it was weird, like you said, where it's like one of the kings or one of the princesses of back then, she learned how to read because aunt in the family knew how to read. Like they had to learn how to read through other people within the family.
Yeah.
They couldn't actually, only men could go to school. They couldn't go to school.
Yeah.
So it was it's like a very fascinating time. We always say like, what would you do if you were in this time? I'm just like, I can't. I'm so happy I was born in this present time. I don't think I could have handled that back in the day. But maybe if I was born back in the day, I wouldn't be the way I am now. Right? But when I'm looking back, those times are hard. I couldn't do nothing. I have to sit in my house and do needlework. That's too much.
If I was back in those times, your scarf would have been done. I tell you that much.
My scarf would have been completed. But where am I wearing it out to?
I don't know. Every once in a while, somebody would have a tea or a party and you could go outside. But that was, I don't know how often that happened. This is, you know what? Now that you put context to that, it really makes sense why they were so excited when they had some place to go. Because they were really, other than that, they were going no place. It's not like me and you were like, I'm just going to go to the mall. I'm just going to go to the store. They had to stay at home.
Right. They couldn't go anywhere. And the richer you were, the more restricting it was for you.
And if you went on the streets and people saw that your daughter's on the street, like, they'd be like, oh, is this
your
lady?
They can't show their face in public.
Yeah. This is why we always see in the dramas where the man is just like, I'm going to go ahead and see my bride. Oh, no, you know, see her. You're marrying her.
How about when we see them getting married and they have literally their faces covered?
Yeah.
That's like, so.
No, that happened more in the Chinese dramas, more so than the
No, but Korean we've watched ones. Korean drama where they got married and their faces were covered too.
Really?
Yes. They had a fan. The girls, only their eyes were shown.
Oh, depends on the time period because a lot of them have the little
the red dots,
cheeks,
yes,
the stickers on.
So I don't know what era that is.
I don't know what era it is either, but we see a lot of red dot era. I don't know if that was Joseon or.
I feel like it was like there's different there must be, I think that Joseon era has like maybe multiple phases.
Yeah.
Because like it's separated by certain wars.
Mm.
And depending on if it's Ming dynasty or Ying dynasty that they're associated with.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fascinating time.
So if you had to be anybody, I know you don't want to be, but if you had to be anybody.
In that drama? In the drama?
In the drama.
And old Joseon.
Old Joseon.
I think I'll be Sawool. I'm the safest.
Sawool.
I got a lady in waiting.
Street smart.
I ain't got that. No one's trying to marry me off to someone I don't want to be married to.
Yeah.
I just work in the family.
Yeah.
All I got to do is just do work.
Yeah.
But at least I get to go out to market.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, sometimes you just don't want to be visible. No one attacking you. No one giving you like nothing.
This is true. But she wasn't even
a fly on the wall. Just hype.
She was just minding her own business and ended up in a well. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yes. First of all, you get forced into a marriage you don't even want in the first place.
Yeah.
You do it. On your wedding night, nothing happens. He dies. Then you're stuck wearing white.
For the rest of your life.
And someone comes and kidnapped you and throws you in a well.
Yeah, and that's...
That's nuts.
That's your story.
That's your story.
Yeah.
And before you're probably thinking back, man, I was making outfits.
Right?
I was dressing the princess.
Yeah.
Right? I gave her cool socks.
Yeah.
Almost lost her life because of it.
Yeah.
But she looked great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you're almost getting thrown in the well. That is a hard time. Yeah, so...
Absolutely. And it's
just unfortunate that women are also still being restricted now. So it's unfortunate. But yeah. So who's your least favorite character?
Least favorite? Okay. Who's the one I least remember? Would have been the weird lady with the eyes, because I didn't even see the sense of her being there. It was just like,
we still don't know why.
I don't understand her presence at all. She turned into a butterfly, into a person, and I have no idea, except to explain the time travel, but she never really explained it good at all. So I don't know her purpose. Who else didn't I enjoy as much? I didn't enjoy the grandfather too much because I didn't understand. They made his character too weird. I didn't understand why he was with the picture and everything. If it was explained, I didn't understand. And that's all.
What I will say, though, I did like his cool hair, his ponytail hair.
I liked his ponytail.
Yeah. It was like, what grandfather looks like? There's never, in any of the shows we watched, we haven't seen a cool grandfather like that.
Listen, I saw a cool grandpa on the street like last year, and I almost went up to him to compliment him on his style. He was fly.
You should have.
He was.
I love complimenting people on the
street. It was too many steps away. That's the reason why.
Oh.
But him and his wife, they were fly. He had a long ponytail, gray hair. They were dressed cool. In the get fresh style. He had these sneakers on with these long shorts. He was fly. I swear, they were not from Toronto. They had to be visiting. They were too fly.
What do you mean? You think people in Toronto can't look fly?
I've never seen anybody in Toronto look that good. They look like they were from Japan.
Don't you go to Toronto?
Yeah, I don't look good when I go to Toronto. I just go.
I've seen people
When you go away sometimes, you put on your glad rags and you look proper dopper.
Yeah,
right?
you step out looking good. Like,
you step out looking good.
I'm not, when I go traveling, the only, like, I gotta still look good. Yeah. I look way better traveling than I do. Cause like,
I think most
everything's
people
an event.
I think
right?
Most people do.
Everything's, sometimes people like to travel and they travel like in like sweats and.
I don't understand that. I think that's going too far.
I don't understand that. For me, it depends on where I'm going, though.
I guess. Yeah, that's true.
If I'm going somewhere and I have to go pun road on street in a foreign area.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look my best.
Yeah.
I'm going to look great.
Yeah.
But nothing flashy.
Yeah. Because
flashy draws attention.
Well, they didn't look flashy. They just looked uber stylish. And I think what put it above the top is just that they literally looked like they could have been 75 or 80 years old with that kind of fashion. It was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Colors too? Bright colors?
Colors. Ooh. Shorts. Sneakers. He was a grandpa.
Grandpas wear sneakers. What type
no,
of sneakers?
No. Fly. I don't know what they were. They were just fly. His style was, I said, I wish I had my phone to take a picture. They look so good. You didn't
have
good.
Your classic. How do you not have your phone and you're not, you're so far from your house? Where's your phone?
I just was going over to the store. It was on the, my phone's Toronto. At home. My phone's at home. I don't always bring my phone with me.
Yeah, I. You know what the purpose of a cell phone is?
It's for you to make calls and for people to call you.
When you're on road.
Yeah, I guess
so. Not bringing it on road defeats the purpose of the cell
well,
phone.
Well, I was just going to be gone 10 minutes. So I didn't see the purpose of it. Anyways, this guy was fly and he had a long ponytail. Anyways.
Okay, so when you said Toronto, so you meant like Durham. So in
yeah, he was in Ajax even.
Oh, okay. You said Toronto, so I got confused.
No. Ajax.
Oh, okay.
Like, up the street. No, he was fly. He was like, yo, Tokyo on the street fly. Like, fly.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know how fashionable Tokyo is. Yes. Yeah.
He was, that's why
I used
just
to
like,
watch America's Next Top Model.
I was just like, sir. I was just like, he's not from here. He looked too fly. On the streets of Ajax? Who does that? I said he's not from here.
Okay, you're now putting into context because no one in Ajax will look fly.
Come on.
You said Toronto, though. I just want to start
this even
off.
In Toronto, I have not
I
seen
have
that.
Seen people look fly in Toronto.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But you just said Ajax, so now this is a big deal.
It's a big deal. Like at my local grocery store, big deal.
Well, yeah, he definitely had to be on vacation.
Absolutely.
I don't know who he's visiting, but he's probably looking around going like, what's wrong with these people?
Exactly. And I was one of those people.
This is just my everyday clothes. Why don't you all look better than this?
Right?
I'm going grocery shopping. You guys need to come up. I had, okay, so my cousin Dwayne.
Yeah.
Your nephew. He told me that he goes, depending on where he goes shopping, he changes how he looks. He goes, when I go into like Whole Foods, he goes, I'm wearing like suit. I'm wearing like more like really like, you know, chinos. Like I'm wearing nice looking outfits shopping, going grocery shopping.
Yeah.
If I go into Walmart, sweats, straight sweats. I didn't want people talking to me. I want to look unapproachable. I died laughing. I'm like,
it's
what
true.
Are you talking about? But you're right. Like there's a mentality. When I go to Walmart, I will look any which way usually.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be approachable. You just want to go in there, get what you want to get, and leave. And you don't want to make conversation and talk to people.
And leave. Like for me, if I'm going to the flea market, I want to look like the flea market. I don't want to look stand out too much because I don't want people to charge me more money than I want to pay.
The price is already on there. Oh, you mean like when you're doing the haggling?
When you're haggling. You can't look too good. They're going to bring your prices
up. I'm avoiding haggling. I can't handle it. It's hard for me. I only haggle that one time. In my life. Other than that, you tell me a price, I'm taking it or leaving it. And I'm either yes or going home. Like, I don't. Haggling is hard for me to get behind. So I used to avoid, like, my dad haggles all the time. And when he starts, I literally walk away. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, his haggling is embarrassing.
Because he starts at the worst. Like, that does not even make any sense. Why would you start that low?
I just want to see what they'll say.
Yes, he goes, all they can say is no. That's what he said.
Wow.
And I'm like, yes, they could say no, but you should be decent. Like, what are you doing?
Right?
But anyways, now let's go into music.
Yes, music. All right.
So I had a song that I liked. It was called, I think you also like this one called too. It's called The Reason. And it's by One Star. Yeah, so that was
I really like
the
that
reason
song.
I really enjoy that one.
One of the songs that I really enjoyed was called If the World Separates Us. That's actually a really great title for this drama by Sudo.
You're right, the world literally separates them.
Yeah.
있으며 그대에게 닿을 수 있을까요? 그대가 가는 곳은 어디라도 같아요. 머물던
Wow, his voice is really, really, really nice.
Right?
Yeah, very, very nice. The next song that I enjoyed, I believe it was an instrumental, and it's called Swirl Destiny.
Oh.
So this song, I believe, is playing when she went down the well.
Oh, gosh.
It also played at the end of the episodes too, but
it's really nice.
It's nice music.
I enjoyed that. One of the songs that I enjoyed was called My Whole World Is You by YouTube.
Yeah, I like that one. That was a nice one. Okay, so the other song, the last one I liked is, again, I believe an instrumental. And it's called Can't Reach It. So yeah, that was not an instrumental. That was by Shin Yi Young.
And the last song that I chose is a song called Like a Dream by Ha Yi Song.
That was a nice one.
Very pretty.
Very, very pretty.
Very pretty. So, I really liked this show. There were a few little things that weren't my favorite, but on the whole, it was very enjoyable. I looked forward to watching it each week. I looked forward to their blossoming love story, even though the male lead was a bit persnickety. You know, I liked to see her worming her way into or slowly melting his heart. Literally, that's good.
How about the fact that the robot vacuum became a pet?
Oh, so great.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So great.
If she doesn't warm his heart with that, what else can anyone do?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was really good because he didn't trust anybody and he didn't think he needed anybody in his life. And here she came like out of another world, literally. And she helped to make him into a human, really. Made him more human. So for that, I give 10 out of 10 for the fact that. For the feels. A 10 out of 10.
Yeah, feels like 10 out of 10. Drama,
7.8. When I wasn't feeling it needed to make some sense.
Oh, gosh.
But
that's
yeah.
So funny. The feels, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Whole drama, 7.8. but you know what? Sometimes, yes, like, this just is a really good feel. We should rate on feels. You're right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need dramas. Feels. You're like when you're living your life, wherever you are, at whatever point in your life, sometimes you just need something that's just going to make you feel good after watching it. It becomes like therapeutic.
Yeah.
I would say this show is a very therapeutic show. It's fun. It's light. It's nice to see, like you said, her warming his heart, him falling for her,
yeah,
not even wanting to fall for her,
yeah,
was great, you know? Yeah. Her starting off calling him a trickster.
Yeah.
And then what it turned into, like this love where she couldn't, even when she went back and she saw his face and it wasn't really him, she could see there was a difference for her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think the feels for this were great. The acting was great.
Yeah.
It was witty. It was funny.
Yeah.
Funnier than you actually really think at first. But, yeah, it just gives you a really great feeling. It's really cozy. It's a very cozy drama to watch. Even though they have certain sinister moments, they don't last long. The majority of this is just really warm and cozy. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely recommend it.
How much for the feels?
I'll give it 9 out of 10 for feels.
Okay, nice.
Sometimes I like feels, you know, but I also do like structure.
Things that make sense.
Things that make sense.
But if you have not had the opportunity to check it out, please do. Based on a recommendation. And until the next time, folks, miss you.
Miss you.